If you ask a youngster, how old are you? They push the answer to the limit. Well, I'm 5 3/4, or I'm 5 1/2. If you ask an old person, how old are you? They do exactly the opposite. They'll drag you back as far as they can. Oh, I've just turned 60. Some want to push on in life as quick as possible. Others have been down that road and they want to slow the pace, retrace their steps, do some things again. You see, growing old can be a problem for some. Life is like a crossing on any ferry. When you leave the port, there's a degree of excitement because things are passing you so quickly and new things are there for you to see. Then when you're out in the middle of the water, there's no markers to tell just how far you've travelled, how far you've come, how far yet you've got to go. And then, as you come near the end of your journey, the destination, things get bigger. Again, many things, different things pass by you. And you can tell that the journey is almost over. In the Bible, there's a book called Ecclesiastes. And the last chapter, and I think if you know anything about the book of Ecclesiastes, it'll be from here. And we're going to hear it in a minute. But that last chapter describes in a very vivid way what happens as we grow old. It talks about the sun and the light and the moon and the stars when they're darkened. And the clouds return after the rain. Life is hemmed in and there's a loss of variety and joy. It speaks about when the keepers of the house tremble. Well, we all know when our legs get shaky. And the strong men are bent. Strong men, our arms, they can't flex as they once did. It speaks about the grinders ceasing because they are few. False teeth. And those who look through the windows are dimmed when we need glasses and vision fades and our sight is blurred. It speaks about the doors on the street are shut. We're not able to go out and about as before. And it speaks about one rising up at the sound of a bird when we awaken from sleep, the slightest noise. All the daughters of song are brought low. There's little appreciation of music. They're afraid of what's high and terrors are on the way. And then it speaks about the almond tree blossoming. A beautiful picture of the grey hairs of old age, of mature years. All that happens suddenly because it speaks about the pitcher being shattered at the fountain or the wheel broken at the cistern. Things, the rope breaks and you lose the bucket in the well. The picture, a vivid picture of old age. And into that experience of life, what does the book of Ecclesiastes say? It says, be prepared. Don't neglect the Lord God. Don't pass him by. Don't squeeze him out of your life. As you trust and follow him, he gives wisdom and strength to cope with whatever life has for us. And there's also the compensation that when the outward body fails, when we grow old bodily, if we have the inner hope of trust, the inner man is renewed at the prospect of glory as it grows larger over the horizon of life. And all of it comes down to that very familiar quote, perhaps the one quote we know from the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember now, and we're reminding ourselves of things all this week, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Have a good day.